This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Andrea and Pete Connolly met while working for Carolina Brewery. He was a brewer, she was a manager, and it turns out they were both musicians. So they started to play together. They fell in love, formed a band, and got married, although not exactly in that order. Their love story and their harmony made their first album, called Star Maker, a lovely sojourn through the world of happy coupledom. But with their second album, We're Gonna Run, there's less of a honeymoon and a little more of the depth that maturity brings. Birds and Arrows has grown up. The band now includes cellist Josh Starmer, making them officially a trio. Birds and Arrows releases their new album, We're Gonna Run, tomorrow night. Local 506 in Chapel Hill. The event is sponsored by their old friends at Carolina Brewery. But first, Birds and Arrows joins me in the studio today. Andrea Connolly on guitar and vocals, Pete Connolly on drums and vocals, and Josh Starmer on the cello. Welcome back to all of you. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Frank. We're glad to be back.
Kind of glad to get that album out?
Yes. Yeah, we're definitely glad to have it out and ready to promote it and get it heard. We've been listening to it for too long now.
What about that? I've been listening to it myself. I've been reading the reviews. I concur. There's a real air of maturity, thanks in part to the cello adds to that. But the songwriting, do you feel it? I mean, did you sense that's what was going to happen in this?
Yeah, I definitely did, because we started co-writing more and more. And we bring very different things to the table, different influences, different approaches to the songwriting.
And I think we're developing a method of writing together, whereas before it was kind of just feeling it out. So now it's becoming a little more honed.
What is that? What is the method? What's changed?
Well, what's funny is not much has changed in actual. We both bring different ideas to the table, but I think it's almost like we know when to stop and not push it too hard and then come back to it. And I think that really helps to kind of let the song breathe and come back to it and know what to do from there.
Yeah, and then ideas come to the table much younger than they did before. They were pretty matured on the last record. We would bring them to each other as almost a finished song and say, what can you add to this? Well, now we bring them to each other as an idea, and we explore that.
We're explore together
exactly.
An earlier stage in the song. Can we hear a sample right now?
Of course, yeah. We'll play our first song on the record. This one's called Time Alone.
Time alone. You need more 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 time alone.
Birds and Arrows live on the State of Things from their latest CD, We're Gonna Run Time Alone. And interesting that on your first post-honeymoon CD, Time Alone would be your
We knew it would. The reviews would read, honeymoon's over.
And you have been married. And on a serious note, the two of you also suffered a loss this past year, which also inspired a song on the CD.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think going through our last 3 years of marriage, it's been you know, there's ups and downs and things you go through. And one thing we didn't plan on was Pete and I got pregnant unexpectedly last year. And we were really taken off guard. And
no idea how that happened.
Yeah, no idea how it happened, first of all.
You really are naive.
And so we were really shocked and didn't know how to take it. We were really nervous about the music because that was our baby. And we were not ready to have another baby come in and take away from that just yet. So we got used to the idea, and we started getting even excited. And then soon after, I guess that was about 9 weeks, and, you know, it didn't happen. We went to the doctor, and they just said, you know, it's not living. So we had to go through that, and that was just quite an experience to go through together. As a couple, it's just unlike anything we had been through, so we really wanted to express that in a song. And when we did, I was just shocked at how many women come out of the woodworks and say, I've had three of those, or I've had two. And that's a really hard thing to go through, and nobody talks about it. It's just a silent thing that, I mean, you'd be surprised at how many people go through that as a couple together or alone or however. And so we thought we would express it. And what's funny about this song is Pete approached the lyrics. I didn't. And so because he had this, you know, this experience when he was a child that he wanted to use as a metaphor.
Yeah, well, what I did is that I have this visual image for the song is called Arrows in the Air. And it's when I was a kid, we did this thing out in the field shooting out arrows in the air and just like, oh, where's it going to come down? Yeah, smart times. But
old one-eyed Pete is here telling the story of how this song came together.
Exactly. I should be a blues musician. But the metaphor was that in life, if you throw something out there without really thinking about the effects it's going to have, you don't know what's going to come down on you. So it's just a kind of a simple metaphor for our life at the time when that was going on.
You play it for us now?
Of course, we'd love to.
Bright red blood on the upturned dirt. I can't tell if it's mine or where I hurt. A sky so big makes my reach feel small. Be when the arrows fall. Pointing the bow in the air. sing, sent the arrow flying, we're in lands, I swear, I really don't care. Sickness scare, baby names on. Brain. I don't know if
maybe
it's time to step out of the pony. Where do I begin?
It's my responsibility.
So. What hangs shot in the air?
Rock goodbye, baby.
The sky's about to fall.
Down will come, baby.
Arrows and all. There's no guarantee. With your best intentions and care, that your creation fall on you like arrows in the air.
Birds and Arrows, Arrows in the Air from their latest CD, We're Gonna Run, and we are gonna run. We're out of time, and that means, Josh, I didn't even get to ask you as a cello player now what it was like to, you know, I mean, you turned this from company into a crowd, you know.
It was a little awkward at first. I was a little uncomfortable kind of storming the hotel room with the two of them there.
I'm guessing you're glad he did. It really adds a whole new dimension
and
to the sound.
Real quick, want to mention 307 Knox. Just there, they put out the record.
They put out the record. Mm-hmm. You can do that real quick. I'm going to thank you very quickly. Say that your new album is called We're Gonna Run. It is a release party performance tomorrow night, Saturday, local 506 Chapel Hill, 9 o'clock, sponsored by Carolina Brewery. For more information, check out birdsandarrows.com. Happy birthday to Al Wodarski, who turns 21 today. We can take him out for a drink. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Birds and Arrows.
the day we met. Since the